live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alpaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may be, here's your host, Todd Alpaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Alpaugh. It is Tuesday, the 13th of December, 2022. Welcome back to hour number three of the big program, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers in the control room. Sorry, I'm being dramatic. I don't know why. I think my brain is just really moving slow today. Aaron Zomers, our producer, engineer, all-around great guy. I don't know what this is, but I'm a little out of it. I'm not even fully medicated.
You know, I think maybe, as far as the drama goes, have you been watching any Star Trek lately? Or anything else starring William Shatner?
I can't imagine, I can't believe you would ask me that, because I have actually, but not with William Shatner. I started streaming, I only got like two or three episodes into Picard, the second season, and now I've been watching a couple of more episodes of Picard. Yeah.
How is that?
It is fantastic. If you are a Star Trek fan, I tell people, even if you're not, it is a great, because yes, it's science fiction, it's set in space for the most part, but it's so much more about relationships and about current events in a context of sci-fi. And so the writing is so good, and things that people have to face, issues oriented, which Star Trek has always been good at. But yeah, if you want to stream a great show, Picard. It's two seasons in right now. The first season was fantastic because I started watching this and I thought, where is this going? I'm like, what? And then by the second episode, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. And then I thought the second season can't be as good as the first. So I started, and basically the entire first hour of the first episode of Picard season two, I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like, this is terrible. And then it reveals what's going on, and I'm like, this is fantastic. So, yeah, it's highly recommend Picard season one and two streaming on your Paramount Plus, if you have that. Weather-wise, is not going to be so fantastic. Today, not bad. In Richland Center today, WRCE, cloudy skies, the high near 36 degrees. Rain over the next couple of days in Richland Center. Maybe some flurries mixed in, but mostly rain. An inch or so possible, maybe 2 inches of rain localized. So some pretty heavy rain in southern Wisconsin. North of Wisconsin Dells, that is where things are going to get dicey over the next 24 to 48 hours. Your weather advisories and winter storm watches in effect for Amory and Wausau area. Amory today, expect a high near 34 degrees, rain and snow. Daytime total accumulations, less than half of an inch possible. But then tonight in Amory, a low of around 32. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour and up to 3 inches is still possible for tonight. Tomorrow in Amory, a high near 36 and an additional half inch of snow possible tomorrow. Over Wausau, a high of 34 degrees today. Winds will be gusting at 18 miles per hour. Then for tonight, snow showers possible, a low of 28. New snow and sleet accumulations around an inch. But tomorrow is when the winter storm comes in. Snow showers, ice, rain, all possible. Total new ice accumulations of a tenth of an inch. New snow, 3 inches. And then perhaps an additional 4 inches for Wednesday night in Wausau. So it looks like the middle part of the state, Wausau, is going to get the brunt of it, with Amory also going to get some as well. So basically, if you're north of that line, Wisconsin Dells, east and west, just plan on trying to stay home or taking basically some extra time, some generous extra time, to get where you're going over the next 24 to 40 hours. Quick headlines. For the first time, U.S. scientists have successfully produced a nuclear fusion reaction resulting in a net energy gain, a source familiar with the project confirmed to CNN. The discovery would be a massive step in a decades-long quest for a new form of clean energy that could eventually power your house and help dependence on fossil fuels. President Joe Biden today will sign into law a bill passed last week, authored by Wisconsin Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, make it state's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, that mandates federal recognition for same-sex and interracial marriages. The White House is planning to mark the occasion with a ceremony built to a scale that it believes is fitting for the moment, with one official saying it was planning to simply, quote, go all out, unquote. This comes a little more than 10 years after Biden shocked the country with an unexpected declaration in support of same-sex marriage. As the U.S. approaches 2 years since its first COVID-19 vaccinations, a new study shows that vaccines have kept more than 18 million people out of the hospital and saved more than 3 million lives. Researchers from the Commonwealth Fund and Yale School of Public Health found that without COVID-19 vaccinations, the nation would have had 1.5 times more infections, 3.8 times more hospitalizations, and just over 4 times more deaths than it already did.
You know, I kind of feel like I want to take the results of this study and walk around and staple it to people's foreheads. Right. Or maybe not staple, but
tape.
We'll go with tape.
You're absolutely right, Aaron. Sports. The 2022 World Cup semifinals kick off today with a highly anticipated match between Argentina and Croatia. Game time starts at 1 p.m. Argentina and its star player, Lionel Messi, are just 2 matches away from winning the country's first World Cup since 1986. And Messi is first in the famous blue and white shirt. But make no mistake, Argentina will have his work cut out for it if it's to reach the finale. Who knows more about World Cup soccer and civic media than Luke Mathers? Answer nobody. Lucky for you, lucky for me, he's going to be here next live in person. In the studio, Studio A of the Civic Media World Headquarters, Luke Mathers from Dueling Tangents and soccer expert extraordinaire. Stay with us. You're listening to the Todd Allbolt Show on the Civic Media or Radio Network. Live from Qatar, it's the Todd Allbolt Show on Civic Media Radio Network here courtside watching World Cup action as Argentina gets ready to play. No, we're not actually.
You wish.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That would be really nice.
Wouldn't it be fantastic? Welcome back to the Todd Allbolt Show on Civic Media, but we are going to talk soccer with our friend, colleague, and all-around wonderful guy who keeps the station together, Luke Mathers. His official title is Operations Director, but also co-host of Dueling Tangents with our friend Brian Kelly.
Yeah, you set the bar so high, Todd. I feel like I got to live up to these expectations now.
We can only hope to live up to yours.
That's too kind.
You keep it together. But thank you for joining. Now, I want to just start out by saying the last time you were on this show, we had breaking news that the campus was closing. Mm-hmm. So let's hope that we don't have bad breaking news again.
Yeah. It's weird. I usually bring that from the 2 o'clock hour because it happens then. And Brian and I, it's either by our nature or we're not necessarily the best planners, but it's kind of nice because at 1:30, 2:15 times like that is when news breaks. And so we kind of just like to react to news on the fly as it's breaking. And so sometimes we'll just be like hopeful that we'll get a breaking news story. So we don't plan a whole show for the hour and we'll just be like, okay, we'll get something that's breaking on the wire and talk about that. And then other days it doesn't happen. And sometimes the 2 o'clock hour is just filled with Brian and I rambling about everything and anything.
But it's always a fun time. So if our listeners would want to tune in, you are on every station on the Civic Media Network except Bull Falls.
Let's not forget our friend Chad Holmes. WXCO in Wausau, Bull Falls Radio. Chad airs there from 2 to 4. But yes, Dueling Tangents is across the Civic Media Network on all the other stations besides WXCO.
So you download the Civic Media app, and then at your palm, at your fingertips,
you can jump around.
Jump around. You can listen to 10 minutes of Chad Holmes, flip over and see what the tangent is on Dueling Tangents, go back to Chad.
Yeah.
We got you covered.
Yeah.
Just go to your favorite app store, put in Civic Media, download it. Takes like a minute. It's free.
It's free. I was going to say, that's the best part. It's free.
And then you could go to other stations, and then all these stations are right there. And Chad Holmes is on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, and every other station, you'll find Dueling Tangents.
So wait, when you were talking about what station it's on, what were you saying we should do with the radio stations?
Jump around. There you go. See, look, Aaron's got that at the ready. I thought that's where my head went, too. So look, see.
Just took me a little longer than I would have liked to get it.
It's all good. It's all good. There in the library. Nice.
Aaron's on top of my. I am not. I got something going on in my head. I'm not on top of it today. I got something going on, but it ain't brains.
It's okay. But the nice thing about the Civic Media Network that we're putting together is all the stations are different. So you absolutely want to go download the app so that you can jump around from station to station and learn about the unique and different programming that we have around Wisconsin. Because the 24-hour broadcast day is a lot to fill with, and there's some interesting and excellent programming that we are able to provide to local communities in Wausau, like the Chad Holmes Show. We've got other local programming as well. You can check out the website, and the list goes on and on. So you definitely want to download that app, check out the website, and we've got a lot going on. So you're going to want to tune in regularly for all the updates that we'll be able to provide with the network.
There is a lot going on. We are going to get back to soccer a little bit, but
I got to ask you on that one though, and then I'll put a pin in it. I'll save it for later. I don't want to go down the tangent right away.
No, go.
Well, did you get some of the great sponsorship deals from like Qatari Airways that Fox got?
I did not.
For broadcasting live there. Did you hear about that deal?
No, what was it?
So Fox's broadcast was originally going to be based in their Fox Sports studios in Southern California.
Okay,
and the Qatari government wanted it to be held in Qatar.
Of course they did.
And so they paid Qatari Airways paid a lot of money to have the entire Fox team there on the ground for the World Cup. It wasn't going to happen that way. They were going to let the reporters kind of broadcast from Southern California, and they sponsored this whole stage. It's out this outdoor open air. It's an excellent set. It's a gorgeous set, but it's the best set money can buy, because that's what Qatar decided to do to bring the commentators to their country, rather than going with the original plan of broadcasting from SoCal.
The best set indentured servants could build in Qatar,
that's right on the nose. It's,
unfortunately,
it's a tough. It's been a fascinating but also just gut wrenching backdrop for this tournament. For the last 3 weeks now, we're in this final week stretch with the quarterfinals coming up and the finals this weekend. And I hope that the conversation continues to be had, though, about the backdrop and how Qatar was hosting it. And I have a feeling we're going to have a pretty interesting conversation to continue, because the 2030 bids are coming around the corner. So FIFA is going to continue awarding World Cups and not talking about the way that this one landed in Qatar will only lead for future instances for it to happen again.
I mean, I sure hope that the discussion continues, because it's not like this is a new problem with FIFA either.
No, not at all.
Like decade, maybe?
Oh, FIFA has been corrupt since its originations in would have been the 70s or 80s, when they really consolidated their power down. FIFA is definitely an organization that needs to be kept a close eye on. And it's a lot of fun to watch these games. Don't get me wrong. Like, I was on the seat of my pants for France versus England this past weekend. The Morocco, Portugal game was terrific as well. And the fact that these games are so exciting to watch and you get caught up in the thrill that's happening on the pitch can easily take away from having those more difficult conversations. But I think you can both enjoy the sport as it's happening and still participate in how to improve both the situation that we had that led to Qatar and prevent it from happening in the future.
Talking to Luke Mathers, a co-host of Dueling Tangents here on Civic Media, also the operations director for the network here. I want to talk just a second, your take, if you could, on Grant Wall. And for those who don't know, Grant Wall was a reporter, a nationally, internationally recognized reporter for soccer, football, as it's called, every other place except the United States. He was, if you don't follow soccer religiously, you may have seen pop up on a lot of social media. He was the guy, bald head, that wore a rainbow shirt, essentially, in support of LGBTQ issues to one of the matches. And was turned away.
The U.S.-Wales match. It was the second day of the World Cup. It was the United States' first match. Grant got turned away by Qatari officials trying to enter the stadium wearing that T-shirt. It sounds like he was detained as well to pretty much have him remove that T-shirt. He eventually did get to go in and watch the match, United States versus Wales. And if the name doesn't sound familiar, you've probably seen his work, though. Like, he is a reporter that's been covering the sport of soccer for decades, and his work has been on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He has really helped move the conversation forward. If you're hearing now, because it does take usually every 4 years for this conversation to be had about, is the United States progressing in the world of soccer? Grant Wall was one of those reporters that helped move that conversation along and improve the national men's national team, specifically, their stature in the world, trying to advance them. Because the women, they are the most talented national team, in my opinion, and they've won back-to-back cups before, and they are going to prove over and over again. And Grant Wall had a lot of conversations making sure that there was more equity in the sport and bringing a light to that as well. But you've seen his work on Sports Illustrated. Like, whether or not you know for sure that you've read a Grant Wall article, you've seen the covers, you've seen the coverage on ESPN and other news outlets as well. And his loss while covering this World Cup is pretty great in the soccer world.
So for those, again, that might not be avid World Cup fans, after that incident, and as Luke said, he was detained reportedly for wearing that pro-LGBTQ rainbow shirt, essentially. And he talked about it on social media. And a couple of days later, he's dead. And his brother, who happens to be gay, put out on his social media that he felt that he was murdered, that he felt that it was partly because of him, because Grant was supporting his gay brother back in the United States and speaking up for LGBTQ rights. That has been denied. He apparently was on some program the day before his death saying something like, you know, I'm feeling a little under the weather or something like that. So there's all these things about, well, was he poisoned? Was it a natural death? His wife apparently is a physician in the United States, and she wrote that she was shocked by this. What's your take on this, Luke? Do you think there's something to it, that he could have been poisoned? Was this murder? Was this a natural death? I mean, I know you're not a doctor.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in any of those
but,
things.
But I mean, as someone who's watched this a lot more than most people, I mean, what do you think?
The timing is questionable at best. It is suspect. The family is expecting to receive the body back today, I believe, or if not today, tomorrow. Initial reports, Grant Wall went to the medical facility, was diagnosed with a case of bronchitis. Bronchitis doesn't typically kill.
Don't die from
40
that,
year olds. No, yeah, you, no. you don't die from bronchitis at that age. I follow his brother. I've been keeping along with this story. I've been following him on Twitter since Grant's passing. His brother now is getting reports that it may have been a PE, a pulmonary embolism, which means it was less likely, I believe, to have been foul play. But again, until the autopsy comes out, there's really no way to tell. And unfortunately, covering the events around this World Cup and bringing sunlight to the backdrop, as I've discussed it as, is not necessarily something that the Qatari government really wants. That's not the light that the Qatari government wants the tournament to be viewed in. And so, yeah, when we see things like Jamal Khashoggi a number of years ago, U.S. journalists on foreign soil, and all of the things that came out of it surrounding that followed, because we didn't find out right away.
Right.
We didn't know the horror of how those events unfolded. You get a bad feeling about it when you see somebody that has been critical of the foreign government that they were in, and without a whole lot of heads up, all of a sudden passes away. I can understand why some people believe that there may have been foul play, but it's just something we'll have to continue to keep an eye on and continue to watch. And the autopsy here in the States, I think, will be hopefully conclusive, and we'll be able to get a better sign. But yeah, it was tragic, his passing, and I really hope that there was no foul play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the last thing that we should be having is journalists doing a job reporting, bringing light to their reporting, be killed for doing that. Because you can have the conversation about free speech all we want here, but that is the pinnacle of an example of a government intervening and stifling free speech to the fullest of the freedom of the press to the fullest extent. And so it's really easy to get into social media arguments here, right, because the ramifications are much, much less. But I hope that his loved ones can find some solace, and hopefully they get answers with the body coming back. But it's a tough story to watch.
We'll turn the page, talk about the games. We'll also talk about civic media. And the director of operations, Luke Mathers, will return on the Todd Allball Show on civic media after this. Conservative causes across the universe.
That's why I've said we're the Rebel Alliance, Aaron.
I know.
I think this comparison.
This is much more exciting to listen to.
I think the other one's more hopeful, and that's what we're delivering, yes, is the hope. Come on, Aaron.
You're right.
No, keep that's, hope alive.
See, you're in the same camp that Pat Kreitlow is in, with the empire is expanding, and I can understand both metaphors. I just as
I fall on Luke's
with
side.
The, I was gonna say, with the first name Luke, you kind of got to go with the Rebel Alliance.
I
mean,
I do also agree. If there was like a singular identifying march for the Rebel Alliance, I would use that. But mm-hmm. there isn't really. There's yeah. just the Force theme, which, like you said, yeah. is hopeful. Yeah. But
I mean, how could you not be inspired by seeing two different suns rise and hear da da?
Well,
da, da, da,
I know how you could da, not be inspired da, by da, seeing da, the two da, suns da, rising if you're listening to the radio and you can't see the suns.
Radio is theater of the imagination.
Yeah, it's theater of the mind. Come on.
Exactly. We're beating up a poor Aaron. No, we're
no,
not.
But no. The analogy is I like the quote. I forget which of the team members of the Empire says it, but it's like you're now at command of the ultimate weapon in the universe. And I do believe that civic media is working to create this ultimate weapon that we can use for good, for hopeful purposes, folks. See, and it builds, it swells in the background.
Exactly,
it's very good.
The French horn. Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And you know that the Force is with us.
We could only
always.
See, there you go. I cannot tell you how many times growing up that it was just always the Luke, I am your father. Like, everybody likes that
to you?
Yeah, yeah. It, for a long time, my mom used to answer the phone, just say, Luke, I am your mother. And so that was, I always got a kick out of that one. Usually that I knew I was in trouble when she
really?
Invoked
yeah.
the Vader voice, though. That was, it was funny because I knew she had caught me doing something probably that I was. So yeah, it was funny hearing it, but at the same time, it invoked the fear that, Lord Vader also.
And he is most displeased with your apparent lack of progress.
Oh my God. This is the only thing on civic media right now.
No, actually, it's not.
We have other things as well.
Yeah, you can jump around, but don't touch that dial. Stay tuned to the Todd Allball Show.
Luke Skywalker Mathers is our guest right now on the civic media. He is the operations director of civic media. Didn't get a chance to talk about that much last time. Tell folks, if they're not familiar, if they're up in Amory or up in Wausau or in Richland Center, and they're saying, what the heck is this group doing? They bought our local radio station. What does your job entail as operations director of civic media?
That is an excellent question, Todd.
That's why they pay me.
Yeah, my role here with the network has evolved a lot in recent weeks, and it kind of, it does morph. It's an ever-changing, it's whatever really gets required to make sure that we're keeping the engine moving. Mm. So I guess the motor oil, if you had to...
Sure.
Connect me to one specific like kind of analogy for where I fit in. I kind of help make sure that we keep it running. And we've got excellent members of the team. It was really great this past weekend to get to meet a lot of the civic media team in person that we haven't been able to meet yet. But essentially, I try to do my best to facilitate the team any way that is needed, whether that's from assisting with production needs. I've helped train Aaron on the production board. I fill in for producers from time to time. I help with the traffic, we're making sure that we get all of the different spots that we need running at any given day. I work a little bit on the programming side. I co-host an hour of myself as well. And so I like to join some of our terrific hosts. We're going to be joining you on this regular basis, Tuesday mornings. Pat Kreitlow, I'll be on with him on Thursday mornings now, so I get to help kind of facilitate what everybody's talking about in and sharing my tangents, because from time to time, as you'll learn, I do devolve into different things because there's so much going on, and I think it's important to relate a lot of these things. And again, as I got to tell you about last appearance, that's really the whole premise. It's Dueling Tangents is a show about nothing, but it's a show about everything. And so to be able to relate how stories go together for some individuals out there in the listening audience that maybe they don't want to be plugged in. They don't want to be following all of the news all the time, but they want to be able to understand how this headline and that headline are related when that doesn't necessarily always get connected the way that traditional news outlets and shows talk about things.
Talk about a little bit, because one of the things and one of the great things I like about our bosses, Sage Weil and Mike Crute, is that they keep it real, and they've been very forthright about saying, hey, you know, we're building this network of stations. Now we're up to around 13, I think, and probably still going to be growing over the next few months.
Sign up at civicmedia.us where you can learn more.
There you go.
Yeah.
And find out all the hot breaking news at Civic Media. But one of the things that I know people listening in the outlying stations have said, well, geez, why sometimes do commercials cut off before they're done? Or why does it sound, you know, not always smooth all the time? And I think it's important for viewers to say, hey, look, you know, we get it. We know that's happening out there. Talk about some of the things that are coming down the pike in the near future to help smooth some of those things out.
Yeah, well, when we first got started, we were one station. And for us to share programming with another station, it was relatively easy. I'm not going to lie, these past couple of months have been pretty interesting figuring out how to be able to scale the content that we're creating. And we are in the process of building out these studios and facilities in other areas of the state, not just Madison and Waukesha. And in the meantime, while we do that, we've been trying our best to be able to provide the best quality content and advertising and everything that we can, while also understanding where we started from and having only so many means to be able to scale the project. So as we continue to grow, we are working on integrating new technology that will allow us to iron out some of the kinks, as I like to refer to it most of the time. And so it is a process. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But we're adding more and more to the team every day that helps us be able to streamline the process and get better quality content out and improve what we're able to offer to the listening audience.
I think there are people, even members of our company, certainly spouses thereof, that until this weekend when we had our holiday party and heard from our CEO, Sage Weil, they didn't fully understand this did not exist. Civic Media did not exist a year ago.
Civic Media barely existed like 6 months ago. We are a new entity. Yes.
And so, as Luke said, this was kind of, you know, put together, for lack of a better term, on the fly a little bit. And this has been happening very, very quickly. And so it's been amazing to me to be here at the headquarters of Civic to see you, to see Brian, to see Sage and others working on this. When you're not on the air, you're working on stations all across the state, on technology, all across this network, just to match all this stuff up via computers, via hard wiring. And so now, as I understand it, there's new software and everything's going to be kind of integrated in the year ahead. And so this is going to start sounding smoother as all these new things are put into place.
Yes, yeah. We're not a multi-million dollar company like iHeartRadio or any of those other entities out there. We were one station and then became two stations. And we had this vision of what we could do to improve the content that's a lot of communities around the state are receiving, because there's been studies, there's been so much academic work done about the media ecosystems here in the state of Wisconsin. Like, when I say that Wisconsin's ground zero for a lot of things, like, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. Wisconsin is ground zero for a lot of things. And so the polarization and hollowing out were kind of hand in hand of local radio stations, and we're trying to stem that tide. It is something that is a very large multi-decade trend that we are now saying we recognize that, and we are going into the headwaves of it, or the headwinds of it. And so I think that there's a lot of opportunity and excitement here, but that's not to try to downplay the Goliath nature of the task that we're also trying to undertake with bringing these stations on. And it's not something that's been done before. So we're kind of in uncharted waters here, Todd.
It's exciting. It's super exciting. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited for the potential of this network. And again, I just thank you. And I thank Brian, and I thank Sage and everybody else, Crute, everybody else who's working behind the scenes to get these things ironed out and improve it. And I think, you know, give this company another 6 months, certainly a year, and it's going to be pretty incredible for the opportunity to take our shows as hosts around the state and be able to broadcast live from multiple studios, to go into communities, to talk about issues, to go to sporting events, to go to things that are Wisconsin and bring this to all parts of the state while spreading the truth, by the way, while we're doing it, and to combat some of those mistruths and intentional lies that are out there. And as you said earlier, to get back to the start, it's using power for good. And that really excites me.
Yeah, it's a very tiresome task that we're undertaking. I'm not going to lie. It is some longer days as of late. But the whole team is going through those longer days because we do see the awesome, as in full of awe, potential that we have to be able to bring these platforms to communities in Richland Center, in Wausau, in other places that I'm not going to mention quite yet. But if you want to learn more, go to civicmedia.us. You can sign up to be the first in the know.
There's exciting things happening.
I almost let it slip.
Things happening, folks.
As soon as I step away from this microphone, I'm going to be working on some other things that I can't quite talk about into this microphone yet.
Yeah, Luke. Remember, as we discussed the other day, right now, I can't delete the last 10 seconds of this, so you better not.
Exactly. See?
Yeah, so all kinds of really good things coming up. About 4 minutes left of this segment, Luke. Anything else you want to say about Civic Media as a whole or the company that you think folks should know?
Download the app. Take us with you on the go. Tell your family and friends about if you're liking the programming that we're doing. We're trying to do a push for. We'll be doing more targeted, localized branding and promotional material, but the word of mouth in Wisconsin, you talking with your circles out there about information that you find maybe like a breath of fresh air, a little more intriguing, bring some more balance to what you've heard in the past. One of the best ways to share that is just telling family and friends about it too. Yeah. So the holidays are an interesting time. I know every family has its different dynamics, but if you like what you're hearing, if you think that we're doing a good job, tell your friends about us.
Yeah.
Share our content on social media. Let other people know in Wisconsin that there's a new kid on the block, and that's Civic Media. Because as Todd said, we're relatively new. We're only a couple months old here. And get the word out, because it will help us grow. If you've got feedback that you want to provide, we are absolutely open to that feedback. You can send it to info@civicmedia.us. That is the email address to be able to connect with the team. And you can reach out there with comments, kind words. If you are nasty, we'll take that as fuel because that's what I use that as.
Yeah, but constructive criticism too.
I mean,
people giving me constructive criticisms. Hey, you know, have you ever thought of this or that? I mean, hey, we're open to ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we take that feedback. Call into the shows. Participate with the hosts.
Exactly.
That is an absolutely what one of the fascinating parts about talk radio is with all other broadcast formats, you don't get to have one-on-one engagement with the hosts, the commentators, or anything like that. We want to have these dialogues. We want to have these conversations with communities across the state of Wisconsin. So give the host a call. Like, if you're liking what they're saying, tell them that. If you don't, engage in the conversation and have that dialogue, because if we're not talking with each other, what are we doing? We got to be able to have these conversations. And again, it gets at the core of what civic media is trying to do to bring some dialogue back to the state of Wisconsin.
And we'll be back after this on Civic Media. Welcome back to the Cutoff Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. Here for another 10 minutes or so at the top of the hour, as goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bry will take over as well as Jane and her trusty producer and sidekick. And then, as we said, at 2 o'clock on Bull Falls Radio, you have the Chad Holmes Show. Tune into that if you're in the Wausau area or the rest of the network. It is Dueling Tangents. At 3 o'clock, Matt Flynn Direct. And then at 4, you've got Crudy and Dumb with the Devil's Advocate. The Native Roots at 6 o'clock. And after that at 7, you've got the Rick Smith Show across the nation. Tune in for that. Great to have Luke as always, right, Luke? Or right, Aaron? Always some good insight. Always some good insight, not just to soccer, but to civic media in general.
Yeah, definitely. He's clearly doing... He's got a lot of stuff on his plate, and he's managing it very well.
He is. He's a juggler of many balls and keeps them all in the air and does it very, very well. What a round out today's show, going back again to the breaking news story this morning that Mississippi State football coach Mike Leach passing away last night at the age of 61 after what's being reported as suffering a massive stroke at his home over the weekend on Sunday. And talking a little bit earlier that this has a direct connection now to the state of Wisconsin because the new offensive coordinator for Wisconsin under head coach Luke Fickell is Phil Longo, who has been the offensive coordinator at North Carolina for, I believe, 3 seasons. And Phil Longo adapted the air raid offense in college football, which was created by Mike Leach. And this sense that it's kind of a hurry-up offense that focuses on throwing but then opens up holes for the run game. It's an exciting offense to watch. And it's going to change the dynamics of Wisconsin football for the foreseeable future. And this is all owed indirectly to Mike Leach, who created this. And he was also just a fantastically entertaining guy. And Aaron has one more cut queued up here. We're going to listen to it in a moment. This is Mike Leach. He used to coach for Washington State in the Pac-12. And this was at a Pac-12 coaches meeting or the meeting they have at the beginning of the year where they kind of go through. They have all the coaches and 3 players from each team come in and do a press conference for the conference football. This was at a Pac-12 conference meeting probably 4 years ago when he was still at Washington State. And somebody asked Coach Leach, who do you think the most powerful mascot would be? Or who do you think would win a war of mascots in the Pac-12? And most coaches would just look at you and move on. But they knew Mike Leach would not. He would take this seriously. And so here's the cut of Mike Leach when asked who the most powerful mascot in the Pac-12 would be and who would win a contest between them.
Well, first of all, what kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We've got to consider that. I'm going to say the Wildcat's out. The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword? The Bruin, definitely formidable. Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down, or unless we're going to go with a bird and somebody might get pecked or something. I don't know. And then the duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The husky, no chance. The beaver, well, we'll see how long that beaver can hold his breath. The ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle? I mean, you know, because if that ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a sun devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there. Just as far as a beast alone, a buffalo's going to be pretty hard to tangle with. I mean, a buffalo's utterly outstanding. Well, but Butch is going to have to be clear-minded and crafty. I mean, Butch will find a way. There's no question. The Coug will find a way. Clear-minded and crafty, a combination of stay out of harm's way and attack when you get your chances or your openings.
There you go. Coach Mike Leach, who passed away last night, talking about who would win a war between the Pac-12 mascots, and was able, and all this off the cuff. If you see the video of it, he wasn't reading from a script. I mean,
oh no,
this was off the cuff, standing there, being able to read off or roll off the top of his head all the mascots in his conference, and then talk about each one and bring it around to his own mascot, the Cougar, and say basically why the Cougar would probably outlast them all and why he'd win. I mean, that's a phenomenal mind.
I love like a dry sense of humor and just seriously answering questions that are definitely not meant to be taken seriously. I always try to do that to somewhat less of an effect, but still.
it's great, isn't it? And again, just tragic news today from Mississippi State on the passing of Coach Mike Leach at the age of 61 after what's being reported as a massive stroke on Sunday. And our thoughts and our prayers go out to his family, his team, Mississippi State University. But at the same time, I think we have to celebrate people like this and celebrate the fact that he loved life and he just lived it to the fullest each and every day. And that's something that I have tried to communicate and hope that we continue to do with our conversations on this show, with the guests that we bring in, that above all, that yes, we're going to have some tough discussions sometimes, and we have to talk about some hard things sometimes, because to get to the truth, like having Sean Murphy Lopez on this morning, vice chair of the Richland County Board of Supervisors, you know, they're facing some tough decisions out in Richland County. I mean, talking about going to a referendum this spring just to have law enforcement services continue at this current level. Tough choices on taxation. Tough choices for students and faculty at UW-Richland. There are political discussions that we have to have. And those are tough choices. But at the same time, we got to live life, you guys. We got to grab that lemon, as Kenny Chesney says, and just squeeze every drop of life out of it each and every day. And that's what I hope that each one of us can remember as we go about our day across the state of Wisconsin. Enjoy life. Mike Leach, dead at the age of 61, but boy, did he live life each and every day. And that is his legacy, in my opinion. And that is why I find that gentleman so inspiring. Thanks to Sean Murphy Lopez for joining us this morning, Vice Chair of the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Thank you to Luke Mathers, co-host of Dueling Tangents here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and the Operations Director as well. Thank you to Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, and thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, keep banging on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. Banging on your tongue.